Good morning, everyone. This is Luke 2, verses 1 to 20, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning that had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Let's put them on the screen. But the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Now, I'm going to come back to those words, but I've got here today a Christmas cracker, a humble Christmas cracker. Let me tell you a few things about the Christmas cracker. Now, these were invented by a man called Tom Smith. That's not a picture of him, I think that's Father Christmas. But there's Tom Smith's poster of his crackers, invented in 1851. And he lived in London. And if you go to Finsbury Square in London, you'll see a memorial to Tom Smith, the cracker inventor. There used to be sweets that came from France, bonbons, sweeties, wrapped up like a quality treat at two ends. But then Tom Smith discovered that you could put a cracker, a banger inside, and a little toy as well. Now, did you know that they're not allowed on many aircraft, particularly our American cousins, as we've already mentioned? I'm afraid they're illegal on flights in the US because they're considered to be like fireworks, so they're not allowed. And let me show you another Christmas cracker. Now, can you see that that is actually taller than a human being? So I don't know if you can see that, but there's some people, and there's some people. And this cracker is 45 tons in weight and 25 meters long. It's the biggest ever cracker, and it was made by a steel company in Wales. And the world record for the number of people pulling a chain of crackers is 1,081 people. I'm convinced that we can better that here in Huntingdon next year. We're hoping to run a Christmas lunch next year, so maybe we can do better. Well, I'm going to need some helpers to help me with the cracker, to open it and to hold up a few different things. I think we're going to need four people. So who would like to come? Mary? We're going to have our Christmas cracker pulled. Are you ready? Go! Oh, fantastic. Well done, the girls. Now, there are four things about a cracker that are going to help us to understand more about the good news of Christmas. And the first is what Oliver has got. So do you want to hold it up, Oliver? Hold up your red sheet really high, nice and high, so everyone can see it. I'll put it on the screen as well. And that is words. Now, Olive, your cracker said this. What has eight arms and tells the time? Do you know? Do you know it, Oliver? Say again. Very close. A cloctopus. A cloctopus. Well done. Now, whenever you have a cracker, you get words in there. Normally, they're really cheesy jokes. Let me give you a couple more cheesy jokes. Why did Santa's helper need to go to the doctor? Because he needed to have an elf check. And why does Father Christmas have three gardens? Yep. So he can ho, ho, ho. Well done, Lucy. That's absolutely right. So the first thing that we have in a cracker is words. And the first thing about our Christmas message today is that it's words from the Bible. That's brilliant, Oliver. That you can hold that down now. And we're going to say these words out loud together. We haven't got Bibles in front of us today, but we'll put it on the screen. These are the words that Ben shared with us earlier that the angel said to the shepherds. Now, this really happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, and the shepherds heard it, and they passed on the message, and it got written down by Dr. Luke, so that we could all hear. So this is a true historical story. And this is what the angel said. Why don't we all join in and say it together? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So we start off with some words. Now, why don't we try again on the next thing? Now, can we have Mary? Do you want to hold up your one nice and big so that everyone can see? What does it say, Mary? crown. Let's try again on the crown. We'll give you some sweets instead to share. It's a day of good news and great joy. Now, there's a crown in the cracker because Christmas is all about a king. So let's put that on the screen. There's the crown, nice and high again, Mary. Nice and high, and it's all about a king. Now, the wonderful thing is that at Christmas, everyone gets to wear a crown, perhaps apart from Olive, because she's not so keen on crowns. But actually, on the first Christmas, there was only one king, and that was Jesus Christ. It had been promised for hundreds of years beforehand that God was going to send his king, and the king came, not driving the beast, not driving a Cadillac, not living in Buckingham Palace, but instead coming humble and lowly to a manger and to a stable. And he was born in the town of David, and David was from the royal family. Now, I don't know about anyone else. Hands up if you've got any brothers or sisters. Hands up if you've got any brothers or sisters. Hands up if you're going to be with your brothers or sisters over Christmas. Yeah? Now, hands up if you sometimes find it difficult to love your brothers and sisters. Yeah, roughly the same number of hands there. You see, the trouble about Christmas is that we all like to wear the crown. We all like to be the king. And when there's, 70 people in the same room and we're all wearing the same crown, there's going to be a fight, isn't there? Who is the king? Who is the queen? Who's the one who's in control? And that's why we need Christmas, because we need Jesus to come and to be our saviour and to be our king. Now, we had a picture of the queen on the screen earlier, Queen Elizabeth. Her great-great-grandmother was called Queen Victoria, and she was once asked, if you were to meet Jesus Christ, what would you say or do? And Queen Victoria said this. She said, she probably didn't have a paper crown. In fact, she had a very nice crown jewels worth millions of pounds. She said, if I met Jesus Christ, I would take off my crown and I would lay it before him and worship him. Because Queen Victoria understood that Jesus is the king. Now, when you open your crackers on Christmas Day and you get your jokes, remember the words of the Bible. And when you get your crown and put it on your head, remember that we're not the king. Jesus Christ is the king. And we have to take off our crown and we have to respect him as our king. That's what a Christian is. It's not someone who gives to charity or who comes to church or who gets baptized or confirmed, though they may well do those things. But at the heart, a Christian is someone who's taken off the crown of their own lives and they've laid it before Jesus as their king. Well, Mary, thank you for that. Now, Kaylee, what have you got on your end? Do you want to hold it really nice and high? What does it say, Kaylee? Gift. Fantastic. Let's put it on the screen. Gift. Inside the cracker, you get a gift. Now, I'm sorry to say, Olive, that little gift wasn't very special today, was it? In fact, we used the same crackers as our Bible study Christmas party this week. And to be honest, everyone left their presents behind. So that just tells you how valuable these things are. Let's see what we've got. We've got a nail file. Jonathan, you better take that back. You were in our Bible study group. You got yours. That's okay. Emma, I think this is your shoehorn. Yep, you better take that back. There's a paper clip. Who wants the paper clip? Yeah, Roy, that's for you. We've spared no expense at all for these gifts today. And if you shop at Harrods or at Waitrose, then you might do slightly better than that. But I'm afraid all that we can do is a few little plastic things that are probably going to end up filed under B, under bin. Now, Kaylee, why don't you hold this? You can keep this because that is a dice or a die. And if you're playing a board game, that might be quite useful. Now, there are some gifts which are a lot more precious than this. Here's a set of crackers. You'll find them on the Very First Two website. Very First Two is a company that specializes in extraordinarily posh gifts. So these crackers, they cost no less than £4 million. Can I tell you what you get in your crackers from Very First Two? You can look them up online when you get home. You get a Faber-Castell fountain pen. Very nice. You get a luxury watch. You get a diamond necklace. And it gets better. You get the keys to an Aston Martin car. And if you're the lucky winner of the right cracker, when you open the cracker, you get the keys to a Sunseeker luxury yacht worth £3 million. Wow, now those are pretty special gifts, aren't they? Those are pretty amazing. But can I tell you that the gift that came to us on Christmas Day when Jesus was born was far more amazing than any of those things? Because the gift is of Jesus himself, who is a savior. It says in our words, today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And a savior is someone who rescues us from sin and from hell and from death. So he is far more precious. Sadly, I had to go to a funeral this week, and it's always sad when you have to go to a funeral. When I die, I don't actually need a £3 million yacht. It's not going to help me very much. But to have a savior who can rescue me from my sins and take me to be with him in heaven, well, that is the most wonderful present there could possibly be. And once you start to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ and you know him as Savior to rescue you and to forgive you from your sins, then actually it helps you to start forgiving other people as well. So we've got words, we've got a crown, and we've got a gift. And when you open your present, you can get your little gift on Christmas Day in that cracker. May not be the most exciting gift that you get all through the day, but it should point you to the Savior, Jesus Christ, who forgives us and then who helps us to forgive others. And then we've got a final thing. What have you got on yours there, Olive? A surprise, a surprise. Hold it up nice and high. And whenever we open a cracker, we get a surprise. Not a massive surprise, because we know that there's going to be a bang. But nevertheless, there's a bit of a snap or a bang or a crack as we open that present. So why don't we do, I'll say one, two, three, and then we'll clap our hands to get the little surprise. Everyone get ready? One, two, three. Very good. Oh, that was really good. That really pinged, didn't it? That was good. Now, the surprise from these verses is really very, very wonderful indeed. And you might not have spotted it. Let me read it to you again. Here's the angel talking to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is the surprise, that the message from the angels didn't come to Buckingham Palace. It didn't come to the White House. It came to the shepherds. And the shepherds were probably the smelly ones who lived on the outside of the town. They had lots of animals. They were up at night. And the message didn't get announced to them, to others. It got announced to them. Now, it's true that wise men came from the east because Jesus is for everyone. But even the shepherds were the ones who heard the message first. And I think this is really wonderful news for us. If ever we feel that we don't quite belong, perhaps we feel that we don't even belong in church. Maybe we don't feel quite worthy enough. Maybe we feel too distant or too poor or too bad. Well, you can never be too bad for Jesus. He's a savior who's come to clean us up and to rescue us. And when he came to earth, he came first to the shepherds. And that is very good news for us. You can be too good for Jesus, because you can think that you're absolutely fine and that you don't need him. But you can never be too bad for Jesus. And if you call on him and turn to him and trust him, he will forgive you and rescue you and be your saviour. On the way out, as you leave today, we're going to give everyone a gift if you didn't receive it last time. And it's a little booklet, got one over there, a little booklet that you can take away with you that says a little bit more about Christmas. And it even has in there a little prayer that you can say if you want to ask Jesus to be your, thank you very much, that one for the children. And what a team. And this one for the adults. So this is Christmas, who will be king? Little present from us to you to take away and read. And in each of those, there's a little prayer that you could pray if you'd like to ask Jesus to be your saviour. Now, should we give a big thank you to our four helpers here today? So if you guys give those back, I'm going to ask Joe to come on up. Joe's going to lead us in prayer now as we pray to our Heavenly Father who sent the most wonderful gift into the world.